Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm here at the CANS meeting, the Council for Advancement of Nursing Science in Washington, D.C., and I'm very happy to be here with two members of the very young initiative, PCORI, which you'll hear about in a minute. I'm with Deborah Barksdale. Deborah is an associate professor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and she's also the only nurse on the PCORI Board of Directors, or Governors, Board of Governors. And I'm also here with Robin Newhouse, and Robin is associate professor, but also chair of the Organizational Systems and Adult Health at the University of Maryland. So welcome, Deborah.
Welcome. I mean, thank you.
And welcome, Robin.
Thank you. We're delighted to tell you the story about PCORI and the Methodology Committee.
Yes, the Methodology Committee. But before we get to the Methodology Committee, let me ask Deborah a little bit, since you are the only nurse on the committee. I just listened to both Deborah and Robin speak here at CANS about PCORI, and telling a little bit about how PCORI began out of the Affordable Care Act. And Deborah, why don't you talk a little bit about the makeup of the committee, because that's what I found interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute, as you indicated, was created out of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. The statutes were pretty specific in what the composition had to be. We knew it would be a 21-member board. Two of the members had to be the head of NIH and ARC, or a representative, and both those directors, Francis Collins and Carolyn Clancy, do sit on PCORI's board. The other members were appointed by the GAO, Government Accountability Office, and so the statute stipulated that there had to be at least one nurse, so there was one nurse, and it also said things like there had to be three representatives of patients or caregivers, and there had to be representatives from the industry, pharmaceutical and biomedical industry. There had to be representatives from payers, like insurance companies. In terms of healthcare providers, it said that there had to be at least four providers, one of which had to be a nurse, one had to be an alternative provider, and we do have a chiropractor, one had to be a surgeon, and the other one would be a physician, of course. We actually have 13 physicians on PCORI because they fill other roles that's not representative of their MD provider role, heading organizations or being in top leadership of certain other organizations.
But I do have to ask you, because you did mention that the patient representative does happen to be a physician. Is that correct?
There is one patient representative who is a physician. That is correct.
One of the things that I find funny is that people are quick to acknowledge that physicians fulfill many other roles, but certainly nurses do as well. And in terms of CEO positions and board positions, but sometimes that seems to get overlooked when they're looking for people, and it's the nurse who's the nurse, as opposed to a nurse who could also be something else, as happens with physicians. But in any case, I thought that was an interesting comment. But so you're on the Board of Governors, and Robin, you're on the Methodology Committee. You're the nurse on the Methodology Committee.
Yes, that's correct. The Methodology Committee is 15 members that were nominated and were endorsed in January. So we're much younger than the PCORI Board, or 4 months younger than the PCORI Board. And we were endorsed for a specific purpose. The statute guides our deliverable in May of 2012 as indicating standards for comparative effectiveness research. So it's the how-to of research. We make recommendations to the board about how patient-centered outcomes research should be designed, the methodological implications of the study. So Deborah is on the board that's responsible for the implementation of the mission and the vision of PCORI, where the methodology committee reports to the PCORI board and makes recommendations about the methods that should be used in this kind of science.
And your deliverable is coming up pretty quickly, isn't it?
Yes, May 2012. So our committee has divided itself into four groups. And those four groups include a prioritization group to help inform the methods that should be used for prioritization, a patient-centeredness group that helped to understand how patients can be engaged in the patient-centered outcomes research process, what outcomes are important, what kind of criteria should be applied to comparative effectiveness studies to actually make them patient-centered, a report group around the methods, so that's the deliverable group on the standards for patient-centered outcomes research, as well as a translation table to guide some of the how those standards can be applied, both for the PCORI board, for researchers, and for external stakeholders. The fourth group is the report assimilation group that will pull all those pieces together.
And the priorities, in the sense of what will be studied, that's coming out of the board, correct?
With assistance in terms of methods from the methodology committee. But yes, we are actively engaged in establishing what those national priorities will be, but we will also have a public comment period, so people will be able to give input. I think that's coming up in December through February, I believe, for the public, all of our stakeholders, be they patients or providers or policymakers or anyone that can give input on those. And we do take input seriously, and they will be revised and adjusted depending upon the input that we get.
Now, you talked a little bit about what's exciting for nursing and how nursing, certainly nurse researchers and clinical nurses or nurses in clinical practice can have input and have some interaction with PCORI. Could you just, for our listeners, just again say what roles they might be able to fulfill or what interest they can find on the PCORI site?
Absolutely.
And say what the PCORI site is as well.
It's www.pcori.org. That's PCORI.org. And I guess what I really want to stress is that PCORI is not just an organization for researchers. And the work of PCORI will not be just for researchers. And that's really important for nurses to understand. The work of PCORI is going to affect practitioners, nurses at the bedside, education, how we teach nursing across all levels, as well as research. But some of the opportunities that are available for nurses in terms of PCORI is, number one, you can always provide input. On our website, we subscribe to a very transparent procedure, so you can always give input on our website. Our meetings, we actually meet a minimum of once a week, but we every other month we have a face-to-face board meeting that's usually around 2 days. Nurses can come, they can sit in, they can watch that meeting. We have opportunities for public comment, both in person or through, we have a webcast. And we also, you can dial into the telephone, and you can submit something in writing. So that's one opportunity, input. The second is employment. PCORI is planning to employ about 40 people. And there are some position openings on our website currently, but for the next several years, I would imagine more and more positions will be opening up. And I hope the nurses will take advantage of that and not think that they're not able to do it, because I think there will be lots of opportunities in that area. We will soon start funding some grants. In fact, we have a call, PCORI funding announcement that's out right now, and we're looking to fund about 40 pilot projects. And when I say pilot projects, I'm talking about $250,000 a year for up to 2 years, and with a 40% indirect rate. I hope that there are some nurses with some good ideas and that they will submit for that. The letters of intent for that are due on November 1st. The grants are due on the beginning of December, and then the funding will be granted by May. Also, PCORI will be putting together advisory panels, all types of advisory panels that have some types of term limitation or around specific issues or topics or maybe diseases or concerns. They will be multidisciplinary. Some will be multidisciplinary, some may not be, and that's another opportunity for nurses to get involved, and they can find out information about that on the website. And I feel like I'm leaving out something. That, don't know if that was five.
Reviewers, but advisors.
Reviewers, revisors, employment, funding, and input. I think those were the five.
It's certainly a lot of opportunities, it sounds like. Going back to the methodology committee for a minute, Robin, one of the questions I wanted to ask was, given that you're one nurse on a committee that, again, has a lot of physicians, that there is a statistician, and I think there was another professional on there. But one question I have is, because so much nursing study, a lot of it doesn't lend itself to RCTs. And is the type of research being done, will the nursing research be taken into consideration or be given, do you think, as much emphasis and focus as traditional medical research that's more, you know, pharmacological interventions and interventional research as opposed to the qualitative, perhaps, that nursing research does a lot of?
Well, I think any discipline that focuses on what's important to people and creates a science base or knowledge about questions that people have will be well positioned for PCORI funding. It's really important to go back to take a look at the definition of PCORI, because the patient-centered outcomes definition will guide the conceptual basis for some of these grants. So the fact that nurses are so close to the patient experience, that we have nurses that conduct qualitative studies, observational studies, randomized control trials, pragmatic trials, systematic reviews, we have the toolkit of design and methods in nursing. So this kind of science is not so much that it's discipline specific. It really is an exciting new day where we're not using the term patient-centered to define outcomes that we say are important to people. We're using this transparent process to get input from all kinds of people, as Deborah said, providers, for patients, people in the community, health promotion activities, all types of disciplines to help inform this kind of work. So really, it's a new day to turn the pyramid upside down, to say now we're going to focus on things that are important to people. Mm-hmm. We're going to focus on studying phenomena that are important, questions that people have in their mind. People can ask, what can I expect the system to deliver for me so I have healthy outcomes and receive the outcomes I anticipate and I deserve. So it's different kinds of questions. And yes, nursing, I think, will be well prepared, but nursing in coordination with others is in the healthcare team to join together to really promote a different day where we all focus on outcomes that are important to people.
That's well said. So, well, I want to thank you both for your time. I know you've had a long and busy day and are probably off to another session or meeting this evening. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.